You're listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Father's Day is almost here. Visit the Cleveland Browns team shop at First Energy Stadium this week for 10% off polo shirts for dad. You just mentioned dad at checkout to get the discount. The team shop is open 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. 7 days a week. You can also shop online on the Browns mobile app or at shop.clevelandbrowns.com, and be sure to download that mobile app for your Apple and Android phones and tablets and iPads. Vic Carucci and Michael Regei here on a football Thursday, wrapping it up for you, and let's get into some fact or fiction.
Fact or fiction.
First one, guys, the MVP of the offseason camps has been Andrew Hawkins.
I'm going to say fact on that one. I think there hasn't been a single practice that I watched where Hawkins didn't do something special. If that's the measure of an MVP, as much as you can put them in these non-pad, non-contact workouts, that's him. So fast, so explosive. He's made everyone say something about it. We had Buster Screen on the show yesterday who basically said, this guy embarrasses you after he catches the ball.
Such a quick twitch guy, as Mike Pettine was exclaiming. Yeah, no question about it. Andrew Hawkins has been everything that the Browns were hoping they'd see in his type of receiver as this free agent find from the Cincinnati Bengals. But, yes, no question about that, but I'm going to asterisk it with the other side of the football. As I mentioned earlier, Donte Whitner, just sensational, bringing everything to the Browns that you would hope he would with his cachet of excellence, big game, and that type of capability.
Fact or fiction?
The position that has looked the strongest in camp so far has been the running backs.
From an offensive standpoint, I think that's fair to say. Overall, though, it's hard for me to go there because, again, the non-contact nature. I think we've seen a lot of running backs look explosive through holes that could very well be closed when people wearing pads close them and want to get physical and want to take on that back into the hole. They've had some clean break runs, for sure, but I think those clean break runs are a little dubious, or at least you put an asterisk, just to use your term, on those. I'm going to say the most impressive area of the team has been the secondary. I think the coverage has been so good overall, watching what you mentioned Donte Whitner has done, Joe Hayden has done. The separation has been, for the most part, pretty minimal through the majority of these offseason workouts.
All right, I'm going to go fiction on that because I'm going to the big fellas up front. I think the Browns' defensive line has a chance to be step out and break out this year, led by Phil Taylor. We haven't even seen a lot of Billy Winn, really, and Winn is going to be asked to do a little bit more inside this year. They're all versatile. They all can play multiple positions, and when you factor in the likes of Armani Bryant and his Maley Kitchen, I'm telling you, Vic, there are going to be some serious, serious battles to maintain jobs on that D-line. And don't be surprised if, who knows, I mean, maybe there might be one that could fall by the wayside when it's all said and done.
No, I think you're onto something here. That area of this team has caught our eye in many respects. And then a Calvin Barnett to come in as a free agent.
Nice player.
Seeing that guy into the mix. And right now, if you're judging this accurately, you find a spot for him. And that's saying a lot when you consider all the other talent that's already on the line.
Numbers, how many are they going to carry?
They're going to cut some D linemen, I believe, who will end up potentially, if not starters, regulars elsewhere in the NFL.
No doubt.
Fact or fiction?
Jabal Sheard will be one of the leaders of the defense come September 7th.
I think there's no question about that. That is a fact all the way. Sheard has had an excellent offseason. He's been just progressing through his whole career. It's been an evolution for him, but I think he showed right away the potential that he had. I think he's getting some really good coaching now. This is not to say that the coaching he's had before hasn't been good, but I think there's been more specific understanding of his skill set. This coaching staff, Jim O'Neill, and I sat down with Mike Pettine about this. They did such a thorough job of analyzing what they had, every aspect of the player's game, and then how it translates to their scheme. And in this scheme, a guy who has got that defensive line background is actually a more effective outside linebacker because it's a hybrid position in this scheme. So he's really thriving with that so far.
Can be their go-to guy. That's fact. There's no question about it. team leader from everything from the way he prepares to how he performs on Sundays. Here's all you need to know about Jabal Sheer. This is the third different regime in his fourth, going into his fourth year in the NFL, that is completely in love with what he does as a Cleveland Brown.
Yeah.
Drafted by Tom Heckert and that group on through the last regime, and now this one love Jabal Sheer.
Fact or fiction?
Buster Skrine will be the starting cornerback opposite of Joe Haden when the season starts.
I'm inclined to say fact because I think at the outset of the year, right now it'll feel safer for this coaching staff to go with Skrine. He has definitely stepped up to the challenge of having Justin Gilbert here, having that first-round pick. We had him on the show yesterday, Buster, to talk about that. He doesn't flinch at competition, and I think his steadiness, which is perfect for the position, his demeanor, doesn't get flustered by anything, is really key here, how he handles himself with that. The second part of it is he's also, although they're ready for this, because of Travis Benjamin's recovery still from ACL, which has kept him off the field, Buster's the number one return guy, kick return guy. That's a key role.
Yes.
If you're going to keep him in a role like that, then that might tell me, and think about the fact that Justin Gilbert's also a pretty good returner in his own right, outstanding in college. But I think if you're willing to go there, it might be telling us that maybe Gilbert, because he's taller, got the longer arms. When you look at those matchups that you have to have with bigger receivers and how that arm length allows you to get hands on them, reroute them without them putting their hands on you and swatting your hands away and keeping you at bay, where a Buster Skrine as a little bit of a smaller guy could encounter that. I would say that my general thought is that Skrine on experience gets there, but Justin Gilbert's going to his way in this lineup very quickly.
I'll shade toward fact with Skrine as well for all the reasons that Vic just pointed out. Buster's got the versatility, though, and this is not to say that, like Mike Pettine just used with the comparison Brian Hoyer, Johnny Manziel, it's not insurmountable. Would they love to see them have to make that decision because Gilbert has flashed so wonderfully well? Yes, they would, but I'll shade toward that Skrine is going to keep that job to start the season.
Fact or fiction?
Final one, gentlemen. The biggest area of need for the Browns is that inside linebacker.
Biggest area of need? No, that's a fiction. I think the biggest area of need is depth at safety. I worry the most about that. I know it was a concern kind of going into last year. Actually, there was actual concern as to who the starting free safety would be until Tashawn Gibson showed his worthiness and his ability coming in as the year before as an undrafted free agent and then showing his wares last year that he could be one of the better free safeties in the NFL as time goes on. And I think he's going to make a quantum leap this year. I would say that it's the depth of that position that concerns me. I think inside linebacker is in pretty good hands right now because Chris Kirksey has done a good job to show that he can contribute there, if not as a starter, certainly as a regular contributor. Mm-hmm. And Craig Robertson, to his credit, stepping up to the challenge of Kirksey being there. I've been very impressed with what Craig Robertson has done in this camp.
He has. You're going to get into a numbers game, too, as well, at that inside linebacker spot. And here's where some of the guys that I'll mention, the younger guys. I'm going to say, just so Vic and I can be a little bit different on things, I'm going to say fact, although I agree with Vic on that that strong safety spot and the depth there. But when you look at Darius Eubanks, Tank Carter, Eric Martin, are these kind of guys, are they going to at least make enough impression other than special teams so that they could play possibly with reps in rotation with Dansby and with Robertson and Chris Kirksey? One of them are going to have to do that. So they need to develop depth there, yes, if nothing else.
All right, and that does it. Good stuff with regard to fact or fiction. We thank our producer, Matt Fontana, for that and
Maddie.
His great work throughout. We want to thank, of course, Jason Gibbs, our producer regularly on this show, for all his work. And we're going to do this, and we also want to thank Ron Jaworski for being on the show. We're going to do this all again tomorrow. You're going to be
fun
with me again.
Yeah,
Michael,
I love being with you,
filling
Vic
in for
Notorious
Nathan Segura. And thank you for hanging out with
us. You
can
call me Reg.
I will.
All right.
The Notorious Reg. Julian Gerard are coming up next. Stick around for that. For Michael, I'm Vic, saying we'll talk to you again on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.
The preceding program was a production of the Cleveland Browns and a part of the Browns Media Network.